There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
And away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Friday. Glad to have you along. Phone number 343-0106. Also the same for the text line, 343-0106. And as always, you can leave me a talkback message using the FM Talk 106.5 app. On the way on today's show, obviously a lot of talk about what went on last night. And joining us here in just a minute's time, we'll bring on AL1's Congressman Jerry Carl. Just want to... It probably got a lot of my reaction last night on the Twitter or over on X at FM Talk 106.5, where we did the live tweeting during the presidential debate. I'll say this. When the bottom of my very, very low expectations for President Biden, where I was yesterday at this time, the very, very low expectations now seems to be at an aspirational level, it's a heck of a statement of what happened last night. Obviously, not good for Biden. We're going to get into that. But also, I was embarrassed as a nation for Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians. I was embarrassed for our nation last night because I think one of the things I retweeted last night was something to the effect of, hey, other countries, y'all leave the room now. This is an inside family thing. We're going to just have family time right now, because it was that embarrassing to me. Not just the politics of it, but the international politics of it. I thought it was a very low place. And be surprised, you know, I'm sitting there watching that. I go, I'm now watching what will be in textbooks or on the kids' computers or whatever going forward, the worst presidential debate. We grew up, you know, saying, well, look at Nixon in the presidential debate. Now it's going to be, look at Biden. I will say this, after the aftermath of last night and him leaving stage, and we could talk about why you then take Biden to the Waffle House. Maybe because you're hoping people are so out of it at the Waffle House drunk that Biden seems cogent. I don't know. But I end up feeling, number one, sad and embarrassed for our nation, because I'm first before anything an American. But second of all, I do feel sorry for President Biden. I feel sorry that people inside his administration, Jake Sullivan or whoever, would said, you know, this is a good idea to put him on stage like that. Joe Biden, Jill saying, this is a good idea. So, yeah, it is with some sadness. All right, and it is a time to bring out, we're going to talk about a lot here with Congressman Carl, but at the beginning of what, was it, Congressman, a year ago or so, you said, hey, Sean, they're going to replace Biden. I don't know when, but they're going to replace Biden on the ticket. What, you think that was a year ago?
It's been longer than that. I've been saying his name would not be on the ballot 3 years ago.
Okay.
I've been watching the decay of his health, and just common sense says he can't make it.
So you said, okay, 3 years ago, so to place this, so everybody knows, because I'll take my licks, and I said steadfastly, I said, Congressman, I appreciate your opinion. I disagree with you. I don't see why they'd switch, and especially as it got to be the last 6 months, I said, they're not going to switch horses mid-race. They will keep Biden they believe in pushing him along through the general. They think somehow he can beat Trump because he did it before. At this point, I'm ready to hand the trophy over here and saying, I think you called it.
No, don't be so quick to pass the trophy. Because I'll tell you this, I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong, too. I hope you're right.
I think what they're trying to do, they're trying to keep him propped up. I think they threw him under the bus last night. I think that was leadership in the Democratic Party. He didn't have to do that debate. It showed everybody what we in Washington see and hear all the time about it. It actually showed it to the nation. So it was almost throwing him under the bus.
But who does that, Congressman? Somebody. Like, you know, I understand the people that would be, you know, ready for, you know, those inside the Democrats that wanted somebody else and don't want Biden because they don't think they can win with him. But they had to get it past inner circle people, wouldn't they? I mean, even to his wife, to say how they would agree to it. Maybe, you know, the Machiavellian move inside the power structure of the DNC is one thing, but his close associates, you think they would have said, let's call in sick, let's not do this. They had to know that was going to happen.
So I've got him on my TV right now, and his wife's giving all the speech. He's standing over the side.
I'm watching it, too. Like, yeah, look at that, Jill.
He came out there like a stroke patient. So, and symptoms of it. So, but this is the problem they're in right now. Okay, if he steps down, they cannot step over
the VP, Kamala Harris, yeah.
They cannot. If they do, they'll get all the black votes against them. They'll get the women votes turned on. They'll get all these votes against them. And she is weaker than he is on the ballot. So if they make a deal with her, I mean...
And she polls worse than he does. She polls worse than him. But
So if she does agree to, let's say, step aside, and they're going to put a sweet deal together and raise all her money so she can run for governor of California and probably win. And she steps aside, then you're looking at the Whitmer from Michigan. You've got Bashir?
Yeah,
from Elizabeth Kentucky, Bashir. Governor North Carolina is Cooper, and of course Gavin Newsom. I think Newsom is the one that they would pick. But again, I hope I'm wrong. I hope you were originally right. I hope he continues, because what happened last night was sad to watch. Even as a Republican, even as someone that disagrees with all of his policies, that was sad. That was elder care abuse, is what I saw.
And that's kind of where, you know, where I feel the same way. And I'm embarrassed for our republic. You know, I'm embarrassed for what we look like in the world stage. But yeah, it goes back to, I know, it's not just I believe, I know the mechanisms at work to try to replace Biden inside the Democrats, trying to find a winning horse. But the close associates that let him go on that stage, that's the one I can't figure out. How
they had to have thrown him under the bus. They had to have known that was going to happen. It came out to juiced up. I was watching the veins in his forehead. I was watching his breathing pattern. I'm a body reader. I read bodies. He was all over the scale. If I would have saw him before that debate, I would have said, get an ambulance.
Yeah.
We're going to call this sucker off. Let's take him to the hospital with some simple issues, and we can call this thing off and get away with it. But now this morning, you got all these Democrats on the floor. They're the down ballot. They're worried. They are worried to death, and they should be, because most voters going on in a general election going to pull a straight ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for Trump's name, and they're going to pull a straight ballot. So, you know, that's a great thing. That's a great thing for us. You know, the donors last night, all the money that he's raised. I mean, they're looking at this guy they were told was going to, you know, reinvent the wheel up here his second term, and they're looking at him going, my gosh, where's our money going? And just while we're on money, let's talk about that for just a second.
Okay.
He falls under the old rules because of his age and when he was in Senate. He literally gets to keep the money that he raises. And the rule of thumb is they take that money and they put it in a trust, and that trust can do things. But a family member is usually put in charge of it, you know, after their death and so on and so forth. It's separated from the candidate itself. So my question is, if he's raised $300 million for this cycle, and he steps out, does he keep the $300 million?
You got to imagine.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, if he does, that may be one of his better business transactions using taxpayer money.
maybe he'll cut off his relationship with Ukraine at this point for $300 million.
I don't know how that. You know, I don't know the. You know, can you?
And I don't know for a fact that applies to this, but I'm just throwing the question out there, and I'm sure there's some scholars out there that can tell us exactly. But
because you can move the money, I know, right? And politically, if you have this account, you can take it and give it to these other candidates. I've seen that happen many times. I know that's legal. You can say, okay,
That you can do. You can give it to the party. You can't give it to an individual candidate.
Oh, okay, just to the party.
Yeah, you can give it to the party. Of course, the party will take and dispense it back out the way they feel it needs to be redispensed, but I just think it's thought-provoking what he could or could not do. you know, the Dems are panicking. You know, you watched it last night. I didn't watch any of Fox News.
No, I watched CNN. When you lose Van Jones, Congressman, I mean, Van Jones was just, he was kind of quiet when he responded and measured, and he almost wanted to put his head in his hands, is what the body language looked like to me. When you lose Van Jones, you're done.
That tells you they've hidden it from their base, too.
But how many of the base people didn't know? You know, I mean, just down to the, you know, I want to say just as recently as, 2 weeks ago, when the video came out with former President Obama leading President Biden off the stage there at that fundraiser in L.A., and we saw what was clear as, you know, day, and then they started in saying it was, you know, some kind of deep fake, and then by the end of Corinne Jean-Pierre's statement, she called it a cheap fake. But even at that point, they're trying to say, don't believe your lying eyes. I don't know if they've responded to it today, but I don't think they can say we watched a deep fake video last night.
Well, there's a lot of Democrats that have been scammed, and they're not going to forget it. They may not vote for Trump. They may not vote at all. And if they don't vote at all, again, those down ballot candidates, like we have right there in Mobile, that's going to hurt them and hurt them bad. You know, last night, what Biden, I saw him losing the black vote, and I saw him losing the female vote from some of his answers. I mean, Trump was pretty solid. Now, he got weak in a couple of spots. But I honestly think Trump was mesmerized himself with how weak Biden came out. I mean, it was almost like, I can't believe they let this guy out. Yeah. But he took some hard licks last night. You know, when Trump started pointing out the job market for the black African Americans and the income for the African American community, you know, how it had come down under his administration. It always comes down under the Democrat administration. Democrats run the biggest sham I've ever seen in my life. The biggest sham.
Well, I think talk about his Trump's response last night too. That, I mean, obviously you had the situation where the mics were muted that people thought would be a bad thing for Trump. Dalton's brought it up, and I agree with him and others. I think it actually benefited Trump because
I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, they thought it was going to be this Achilles heel for Trump, but I think it made him seem more presidential, more on topic, because he couldn't be jabbing Biden while he was and who at that point. That's like getting in fight with a smaller person. You're going to lose either way. If you win, you beat up the smaller person. If you lose, you got beaten. But so just being quiet probably was the best choice.
Yeah, and they gave Trump, you know, 60 seconds or longer to cool off a little bit, too. So, I mean, the debate last night was embarrassing. And I'm sorry the country had to even witness that.
Me too.
Up here in D.C., it is the number one conversation. Our Democrat friends are panicking. You know, you hear the real conversations in the bathroom. You could hear him in the bathroom panicking today.
Hey, Congressman, can you hold on for a second? We're going to go to the news and come right back.
Would love to.
All right, coming right back with AL1's Congressman Jerry Curl right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:21, FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. We will get to your calls and texts here in about 10 minutes, so keep them coming. Continue our conversation with Congressman Jerry Curl. Reacting first to last night's presidential debate. But Congressman, while I have you along too, I do want to talk about, I guess it's, somebody said yesterday, Jonathan Turley or something said Supreme Court waited for today, you know, because they didn't release the things other than things that were leaked the earlier days this week. So today's like, what'd they say, the Super Bowl, the World Series championship, and something else all in one day. I mean, they're dropping decisions one after another today.
I haven't seen any of the decisions today, so you caught me off guard. But the biggest one today, as far as I'm concerned, Trump, the immunity for the president is going to be the biggest one, obviously.
Right.
But the one I want to look at real quickly is the Chevron ruling. We're not talking about Chevron service stations or Chevron gas. We're talking about the Chevron ruling. That basically, when it came out, it says that the federal government does not have the right to make up laws or make up rules. So this is so many things like the EPA and all these government agencies, they come in and they go, oh, I'll give you a good example. They come in and we're talking about building a new bridge. We've spent all this money. We've done all this work. And all of a sudden they show up and they go, oh, by the way, the bayway's too low. If you make an alteration to the bridge or to the tunnel, you have to raise that bayway by 6 feet. Now, my question today is, does that fall under the Chevron rule? Can we make them go to court and explain why we have to do that? Because that's what the Chevron rule says, is you have to explain it, government agency. Just because someone does it doesn't mean it, or if you say it's wrong, does it make it automatically wrong? So how many millions of dollars can we save on that project by starting to challenge stuff like this on the Chevron rule? Going, wait a minute, show me where it's Congress has given you permission to make me raise that bridge by 6 feet.
And for us to maybe better understand this, so, you know, Congress passes a law, then these things go into effect. You have these government agencies to administer. Is it how far they can go in their interpretation and administrating their job? Is that?
Exactly. They go, well, Congress has given us, you know, approval to do whatever we want to do. No, there's always, we always try to build walls around what we give approval for other agencies to do. We don't want these agencies taking over the country. And that's what they've done. So that's what the Chevron rule says. If that rule was not given to you by Congress, if that power was not given to you by Congress, individuals, groups have a right to come to court and say, prove it. Because it is not a rule until Congress says it is a rule.
Yeah, it's interesting how far, this is why, I mean, this is like anything that's probably worth discussing. It's nuanced. I mean, we can't have government agency come back to Congress for every decision they're making, like, you know, where they're going to, what kind of vehicles they're going to have or something, you know what I'm saying, or whatever.
Well, let's talk about that farm bill you got. Let's talk about that low area that water gets collected up in when it rains real hard. According to the Corps and what they have tried to push and promote, that is navigable water. So anything done within that watershed, as they refer to it, has to be approved by them, which requires an engineer to draw up, an engineer to predict and present it to them. The Chevron throws that out the window. Just because it's in your field and it's a low spot that collects water, this navigable water issue does not apply. So I get excited about that because as a county commissioner, I thought that every year it came up. So, there's so many things we can apply this to. Gosh, I wish I had two more years up here. I could kick some cans over up here on some of this stuff, especially in Mobile, because we have so many issues in Mobile, so many issues in Baldwin County, because we're dealing with so much rain and so much flat land that we've been pounded on by the EPA. We've been pounded on by the Corps. And they think they're right. I'm not saying they're bad people or wrong people, but they don't have the power to do it.
But Congressman, are they going to? But in this specific, would they have to? And the spirit of this decision, I like. I'm also though worried. Like, does that mean they would have to come back to Congress for every decision, and then it would have to get in the gridlock of Congress to make? You see what I'm saying? Could they? How do you do this without having them come back to y'all for every decision they're making?
It doesn't have to be every decision. Use common sense. What's navigable water?
On that one, sure. I'm just saying, who knows what comes up in the future? You know, is a formula that somebody then sues and then that kicks it back to the Congress? Or?
Well, no, Congress is not going to weigh in on a lawsuit. But what we would be asked to do is write laws to help either enhance it or take the power away. And we love taking power away right now. That's one thing Trump focused on. That's one of the things we as a Republican Party, our problem is getting it through the Senate. I mean, we've written some powerful, powerful stuff. Our House Bill 2 on immigration, on sealing the border up. I know people get tired of hearing about it, but it is a perfect, perfect solution for the border, but we can't get it even brought up in the Senate. So we look like we don't care about the border. We've done our work. It's done. But you can't have everything challenged and brought in. There aren't mechanisms to do that. But all it's telling the government agencies, if it's not in writing, don't do it. It's that simple. If you don't have the power, don't stretch yourself further to make that something your agency could or should do within your opinion, unless you're willing to go to court and back it up.
You know, there a theme of a couple of these decisions from the Supreme Court. We just have a minute left here, but another one, Supreme Court expands cities' power to remove homeless camps, as they were told before. We got actually in some discussion the other day about planning jurisdictions. I know it's a different thing coming from executive order, but this is saying that cities actually can make a decision about homeless encampments in their city, you know, where before the feds were saying, no, you don't get to make that decision.
What is the feds? What is that feds' concern? Let the cities run the cities. Let the counties run the counties.
I agree.
Let the state run the state. And let the federal run our business outside the continental United States and defend us from war. Let cities be cities. We elect people. Local elected officials are the most important people in politics. I'm telling you, Sean.
I agree.
A good mayor, and a good mayor is going to take care of that homeless camp. Why does he need the federal government to tell him what he can or can't do?
Believe me, you never have to twist my arm to talk about local politics are the most important. I preach it all the time.
That's where the Chevron rule just gets me so excited, what we can do with it and the opportunities that it will open up to citizens and get them their rights back.
Well, let's get you back here soon to talk about that specifically as well as we expand on that Supreme Court decision. Congressman Jerry Carl, thank you for your time. Thanks for hopping on with us today.
Thank you, Sean. Take care, buddy.
All right, will do. There he goes, Congressman Carl. And we'll come back and get your calls and text at 343-0106, 343-0106. And we'll go another one of the Supreme Court cases, too, is the court saying the government's theory for charging hundreds of Capitol rioters with obstruction was too broad. This is pretty interesting as well. As we'll get to it when we come back right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile this Friday. Less than a week away from Independence Day, which, by the way, Fisher House programming coming up for Independence Day on the 4th of July. How about that? We'll talk more about that coming up next week. And let's go to the text line, 343-0106, 343-0106. Squirrel Vereen said, Democrats know that their voters are hypersensitive wimps who want to treat Biden and everyone like victims being bullied by mean old Trump and ultra-MAGA Republicans. They treat him like a hero, as hypocritical and unhinged as they are. I'm Squirrel Vereen. I have now, my sampling's just within peer groups and some online. I think the straw was added that finally broke the back. And they, I mean, you could watch I watched CNN. One of my buddies was texting me last night and said something about Fox News. I said, you're watching Fox News' this recap of this? You know that. That's in your... Go watch CNN. That's what's interesting. And they had, you know, the half-circle table there with, I don't know, like a dozen people sitting at it, commentating, all from the left. And like I said to the congressman, when I saw Van Jones just kind of almost put his head in his hands, I said, you know, you've lost them. But yes, it tactically... What I've been saying, I hope still happens, even though it's sad. I feel like I'm contributing now to elder abuse. They need to continue to run Biden. He's out speaking today. They need to continue to run him because it's a big help to Trump. But, I mean, it's you talk about rats off a ship right now. And I kept going back to the inner circle. I understand how, not naive, I understand how politics work, and there's been knives out for Biden ever since there's any weakness. I mean, as much even that you'd say, Scrovering, the Democrats are going to be wimpy, this and that, but the inner workings of it, it's still a game of machismo. It's a game of strength, right? Like in anything, if you look at a leadership, it's a game of strength. I know we'll get to you on the phones, people calling in at 343-0106. But if there's any weakness shown, then there's a certain number of people go, okay, we got to do something else. And a little more weakness, more people do that. So there were people already ready to dump Biden way back inside the Democrats. But to put him on that debate stage last night, inner circle people, including his wife, had to be aware of what was fixing to happen. There's no way they could have deluded themselves in some kind of debate practice there at Camp David that they thought this wasn't going to happen, and that they let that happen, I think is sad. And I'm really bothered by what happened last night, too, as an American, with the rest of the world leaders globally know Biden's failings. But now with this stuff going out and clips and all that, not that somebody in Kazakhstan is just waiting to see the presidential debate, but citizens of those countries that are paying attention are now seeing a weakness front and center. Let's see. Chris in Orange Beach says, this is who's representing us on the world stage. That's ridiculous. I agree with you. Pete says, the DNC set him up because he refuses to step down. And Pete, I can see that with the DNC folks, but you follow where I'm going? That inner circle, you know, the Jake Sullivans, although Jake Sullivan's really acolyte of Obama, but Joe Biden, like the inner circle that let it happen, that's the thing. Were they so deluded or? All right, Jared says, where are young Republican leaders like the senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, or Senator Mike Lee? Some of our young, talented leaders, why aren't they running for president? I'm going to guess you meant aren't, because you said, why are they running for president? They aren't. And it's the Trump effect. Out of those young Republicans you're talking about, a governor from Florida stepped up and got smacked down. There's not room for them right now out there. If we don't want to be in this situation that the Democrats are in right now going forward, then you ought to be bringing new blood to the mix quickly. But we talk about the average age in Washington and the way the system's built and about fundraising, that it takes a lot for a younger person to get in there. Let's go to the phones here. Bill is in Mobile. Hey, Bill.
Hello there. Hey, you know, I noticed, so you're talking about kind of the young Republicans, just piggybacking off of that. I don't think the Republicans are going to have that problem going forward, because the media is not reverential of Republicans, and even the conservative media kind of has their divisions, you know. And the one thing that I'm wanting to know is what we saw last night. You know, we saw the media turn on a dime, and it's really apparent after this whole month of the whole hashtag cheap fakes.
Yeah. Yeah. How do we feel about that now? Pushing. Yeah. How do we feel about that now? How dare you say anything, Bill, about the situation, you know, with Biden? And now they're like, yeah, he can't do this.
And the thing about it is they turn on a dime and they have no self-reflection. They have no, and they wonder why no one believes them, and they wonder why they have no credibility. And the thing is, it's not just, it's really more pronounced because of the Juneteenth and the 80th D-Day Biden fiascos. But, you know, they've been covering for him for years. And the sad part about it is because we don't have a legitimate media, this has severely weakened the country. I mean, Joe Biden would have never been allowed to happen if we had a media that went after him on merit.
Yeah, they went after, and that's the job, right? I mean, to go after both sides, to be, one sword sharpens another. I agree, the Fourth Estate. Problem is now that that kind of media doesn't get the numbers of, you know, the split from the Fox News, not the news part of the day, but the talking heads in the evening and the MSNBC talking heads. People just want to have an echo chamber. They want to feel good about what they believe. They don't want to hear anything that challenges it.
You're right about that. And the other thing is, I was watching Mike Johnson this morning, and, you know, people were talking about the 25th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
The cabinet, they need to get together, because it seems that Biden, from what I've read, has no plans of dropping out. And, you know, I think 25th Amendment, the cabinet needs to get together. And look, I know that the reason why they've been covering and have been doing their messaging there is because they want to stay in power. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the cabinet, you know, this is not going to end well for them. I think that, you know, the but cobbler are not going to do it.
Yeah, but how did they? Because I look at a text here from like Roger in Baldwin County said, hello, they could have just faked a COVID exposure and canceled that thing. That's what I'm talking about. The inner circle. I understand the mechanisms in the DNC and their splits and people want somebody else. But I'm talking about his people, Biden's people, that they let that happen. I would have come up with some cockamamie. It was, something would have happened. We couldn't do it. We just we're gonna do the debate later.
I think what you said earlier about the echo chamber and the groupthink, you know, because you do see anonymous sources come out of the Biden inner circle, and they're talking about how there's problems and all this other stuff. You do read these reports, you know, whether or not they're true or not. But I think the groupthink angle is the only thing I can think of. Nobody wants to stick their head up and say, hey, let's 25th Amendment this guy. Okay.
Yep.
Well, because it really is. I mean, it's almost, I'm not saying he's in Woodrow Wilson land. I don't think it's 1920 in the dying days of the Wilson administration. But he's definitely shouldn't be president. If he can't stand trial, he shouldn't be trying to delegate authority for the executive branch.
Bill, appreciate the call, and leaves line open. I know we got people lining up here. Let's get some text, and we'll get back to the phones. The 25th, I'll say this, that coming from my angle where I don't want Biden to be president, I don't want the 25th exercised, right? I mean, I may end up being wrong. I've been the one holding on to the thing that I don't think they were going to replace Biden, although I early on just took my lick here with Congressman Carl, who's been saying it for a while after seeing last night. But if you're looking at it straight politics-wise, you wouldn't want them to exercise the 25th. You'd want to keep Biden in for the politics. But that flip side thing, that weird thing about me, is I'm an American first. And I was embarrassed for our nation last night. I was embarrassed. It's a sad thing, and I was embarrassed. This text here, unnamed texter, said it was so sad to see Biden in that condition on stage. What an incredible embarrassment to our nation. I really hope he gets the proper care that he needs. The country's grandpa has to denounce his presidency. You know, Dr. Mariana says, can you just imagine him on the red phone with Putin or Xi? God help us, it's too late. And you know, Dr. Mariana, they had an idea. Though the world leaders know what they're dealing with, but now their people do. Right? Now their people do. They get to see it, and you know, it's going to move. I mean, it could move bad players to do bad things out there. It can also move allies to start scooting away from us a little bit. Let's go to David in Mobile next. Hey, David.
Hey, Sean.
Hey.
Been your show every day since you started.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. I just want to make a little statement about the lying, blinking eyes of Jean Pierre, or whatever her name is.
Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell when she's lying, and now the lies come out. How she's been... You know,
I mean, just 2 weeks ago, she's telling anybody, right? 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, she said, how dare you say that was real with him having to be led off stage by Obama, even though there are like three different camera angles. I'm not naive. I understand that fake videos could be made, but that one wasn't fake. And she's sitting there telling her, well, that's a cheap fake. What is she saying today? What is she going to say today?
I know. I can't wait to see it on YouTube tonight if she does have a comment. But this just amazes me about how ignorant people can be, much less how much they're misled, like his wife has just misled him this whole term. I mean, she ought to be ashamed of her dragging him around, or vice versa. I've been married for 44 years, come the 30th of this month. We've been together 47.
Congratulations.
I'm 65 years old. You see what I'm saying?
Do you think bingo? And that's kind of what I was trying to get at earlier. It's not even the operatives and other Democrats, but his inner circle that would let him get on that stage last night. That really shocks me.
I voted in every election, so I was a poll watcher at one time until I got too busy and got a steady job. But I'm just saying, it was a phenom last night that I was ready for. And now the whole world knows it. That's what's bad about it.
That scares me, man. That scares me, David.
It does.
Because the other leaders are watching, for sure. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Sam in Somerdale. Hey, Sam.
Hey. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing today? You know what's scary, Sean? 33% of voters think that Joe Biden won the damn debate last night. That's got to wake everybody up.
Wait. I got to find that.
People.
I got to find that poll. Really? 30?
Yes, it was. It was just, yeah, I was like shocked that there's that many delusional people besides Joe Biden thinks that he won the damn debate last night.
Jeez Louise.
That's about like him hitting the ball. I about rolled out of my seat when he said, I bet I can hit that ball 50 yards farther than you and carry the bag. Let me see you carry the bag. I was like, does he even realize what he's saying? He can't even hold his damn self up on a bicycle. How you going to hit a ball over 50 yards and carry a bag? And Trump's done just won two.
Yeah, I do like the fact that we ended up devolving into, if we're talking about old man talk, that all these things are like critical things for our country, but it turns into, oh yeah, who's a better golfer?
He don't have a clue of what he's spitting out of his mouth. And if everybody thinks that that man is running this country, you got another thing coming. He ain't been running this thing for 4 years.
I agree with you.
I guarantee you he hadn't been running. He don't know what day is what.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, it's sad.
It is sad. And, you know, he's put in there as a figurehead while the holdovers from the Obama administration were running things. They just had him, you know, to continue on. And it is sad. Anybody believes he was running things, they're wrong. Sam, I appreciate the call. Okay, we'll take one more here for the break. We can make it quick. Let's go to James in Mobile. Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing, Sean?
Hey, man.
You know, I spoke this morning, but I called back because I wanted to mention this. I had already mentioned this before. It's going to be a woman, and there's only one that's got political experience that I know of and you know, and that's who's been running it. It was the one that got their feelings hurt when they lost.
But she said she wasn't going to run now. I think I heard that. Michelle Obama said she's not going to run.
No, not Michelle.
Oh, Hillary.
Hillary.
Please, you know what?
Think about it.
The only thing better, only thing better than Biden run against Trump, let Hillary run again against Trump. Let her. Line it up.
Think about this. Her influence, her laptop, look what she did, her influence. She's been behind this all along, if you ask me.
Okay.
This has been, and this was this is all planned out. They knew incontinent, we'll wait, give him a little time there, and we'll kick the bucket out from underneath him, and then, there's going to be a choice. Let's see if I'm wrong.
Okay, appreciate the call. I don't know if you meant incompetent or incontinent or both, maybe, for talking about our president. But seriously, for a second, just let, like, the human being part, not even politics, just the human being part resonate in you. If you're the inner circle for President Biden, how do you let him go on that stage last night? How do you not, like somebody said earlier, say there was a COVID scare or something? News is next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:54, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, reviewing last night's presidential debacle and debate. It's just the sad thing. It would be, like we said on Twitter last night, hey, people from other nations and stuff, y'all get off this thread. This is a family issue, because it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Wasn't good for, obviously, Biden, but it's embarrassing for our nation, what happened last night. And the ideas here politically, you're talking about the 25th Amendment, Section 1 being invoked. I don't know if it happens here. You know, I guess if you're trying, I think Jeff talked about it earlier, and I agree, if you're somehow trying to make Kamala Harris, I mean, Kamala Harris polls worse than Biden. But if you're trying to make the VP somehow presidential, maybe leading a Section 1 move here to replace the president, maybe, I still don't think that's enough. But that may be, I don't know that that's better for our nation at this point. I mean, if they're both going to be puppets, maybe it's the same. But politically, you look at the political game, you want to keep Biden in office. And I mean, the fact that Gavin Newsom is always around these events, but he's, you know, like last night, so rolling out his support and how great Biden was, but he's always around. There's a reason he's always around. I mean, it's not lost on me. All right, to the text line at 343-0106. Superbomb says the last 3.5 years makes total sense now.
Biden's mental acuity is just not there anymore. The Dems cannot pull him now. And the cherry on top, Biden got fact-checked by the Border Patrol in real time. Yeah, that last night. Listen, how about the not only you lose the talking heads at CNN, right? Because I absolutely watched CNN's reaction afterwards. Way more interesting than echo chamber over at Fox. I want to hear what the Democrats and folks at CNN are saying. So their fact-checker went after Biden. You know, the fact-checking machine also pivoted. And they started, you know, people were like, oh, well, you know, Trump said this and that and the other. I'm watching Democrats talk about it. And then CNN's fact checkers like, and Biden was wrong on this, that and the other. So Sean says, what effect do you think this has on Bobby Kaye's campaign? I don't know. So didn't Robert Kennedy have a his own like debate last night with himself or something, the moderator? I don't know. I don't know how many people, because Sean, that's been that big question, right? You saw the Trump campaign about, what, 2 months ago, start going after Robert Kennedy Jr. And because they were realizing that he was peeling off enough votes to be significant towards Trump. Now, do you have disenfranchised Democrats go? I don't know that, Sean. It'll be interesting to see if there's any polling out there. Jessica said Biden's wife should be ashamed of herself. That was cruel. Her true character introduced itself. Jessica, you and I are on the same page. It's not the DNC people. Listen, it's a blood sport, and they're going to be trying to push him out. But just the inner circle of people that let him get on stage last night like that, I have trouble understanding that. Yeah, well, and Backstrap Stacker said, I think Republicans don't want to invoke the 25th. I agree. I want to keep Biden as the candidate, but as an American, it's a very bad thing. All right. Joel in Somerdale, what state is 33% of voters think that Joe Biden won the damn good night last night? Yeah, so I got to see that poll. I've not seen that. Lori said, I texted my inner circle last night during the debate. If I was Dr. Joe Biden, I would have pulled the fire alarm 3 minutes into the debate. Lori, anything, right? Anything. Because I think she loves her husband. I think, you'd have done something. Oh, well, he's got COVID. It's something. Tim said, Sean, there's definitely blood in the water after last night. Sure. This unnamed texter, I have very low respect for Dr. Jill allowing this elder abuse. Yeah, and thank you. Y'all are on the same page as me. It's not that the political operatives, it's like the inner circle that they knew that was going to happen. They had to know that was going to happen. Unnamed texter here says, in years past, we saw CNN and other left-leaning news outlets bring out psychologists to report pseudo-analysis of Trump's behavior. Why aren't we seeing this now with the analysis of Biden's condition? Would doctors be willing to analyze what they saw? I think that ship has sailed. I don't think they're going to do any analysis because he's not winning.